Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. It's back. And right now, caller number 97 at 800-400-3697 wins a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets. Call now. You
Cute.
Win them. I know. And then you're in the running for the grand prize. It's a vacation for four to experience the Disneyland Resort, including hotel and 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. It's awesome. Call now. Be caller number 97. You get the 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets. 800-400-3697. Call now.
Bad news, everyone.
What's the bad news?
Well, Scott went out to
GLAAD Awards.
The GLAAD Awards, yeah. And he brought a recorder, and you know, the story was he was going to go have fun and get some comedy to bring back for us to play. He wouldn't answer the. I said, "Did you get anything funny?" Well, it's a very worthy event.
And I'm like, that's it. Walk away.
What are you talking about?
I knew it, Scott. I told you. You can't be too serious. Let's have some fun with this.
You're a comedian. You know funny. Did you get anything funny? Take your hand off your hip when you talk to me. I'm like, oh my God.
It's a very worthy event. And I was trying to be kind of not nice, but you know, I didn't. They walk people up to you. And then if you start asking weird questions, the celebs look around like, why is he being mean? Why is he being so strange? What's Alice? Why is he being so creepy? So I was like, hey, you're great. You look great in your dress. Stuff you would say, Sarah. Like, nice dress. No? Not good?
No.
Ross was wearing a black turtleneck. I made fun of that. A black turtleneck with a fuchsia pink suit. I made fun of that.
Okay. That. Well, look forward to hearing that, I guess. And did you make fun of him while he was standing in front of you or just, you know, as an aside to Edson without the recorder going?
No, he was standing in front of me.
Did you ask him about being on Celebrity Big Brother?
I did.
And what about hosting if Julie Chen's?
I asked him that exact question.
Great, fantastic.
And he said,
I don't want to hear his answer. Okay. I want to hear the audio.
But he had very nice things to say about you and about Vinny. He adores you.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yes.
It's wonderful.
And he said, every time I come into town, I do the show and they're great. They're real professionals.
Except this time.
Yeah. Yes, up this time.
Well, he's busy. He's got worthy events to attend.
Sure.
We had a great time, though. We went to the meal. Oh, we sat with other media types.
You guys did look very dashing.
Oh, thank you.
Who'd you sit with?
People I don't know. And they were great, though, and they're from other places and other parts of the world. There was a PR woman, and she was moving all the desserts around so she could get her favorite desserts. She was swapping all the food because she wanted the best food.
Here's the thing.
What?
You are smart and fun. You've made a career out of funny, and yet you find yourself at this event and you say, I didn't want to be mean. No one told you to be mean.
No, I know, but these are my peeps, and I want to be a part of the evening. I don't want to be kicked out off the. It's my first red carpet.
How could you not be funny with them?
Because they're.
You don't have to be funny on them.
They're actors and musicians without a script.
You're funny on me.
They're actors without a script in their hand. If you ask them a question that's off script, they look at you like, who are, what? I don't know how to. What? I know. And no, these are people that are fighting for our civil rights, Sarah. And I was in there fighting with them, like, fist up. You go, girl. No?
Oh, boy.
Is that all bad?
All right.
I don't know.
Well, we'll see. Tomorrow, right?
No, Wednesday.
Okay.
Hump day.
And you'll be nice to me about the job that I did,
of course
right?
We will. Yeah. Not. Oh. All right. Thank you, Scott. You're at the Punchline Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Oh, how did San Carlos go last night?
It was really nice. It was
very intimate.
It was practically
a private show.
It was very quiet. It was great. It was like a yoga class. No, it was great. It was really...
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Sunday night's a tough one,
at
man.
At 7, yeah.
How did the comedy day go yesterday?
In-N-Out Burger was good. It was great. That was really fun. Good. Yeah, there were a few hundred people there, a lot more than in San Carlos. And it was good, yeah. I thought about being nice at comedy day, but something happened, and before I knew it, I was doing
how weird.
I know. Mm. Yeah, and I went over time, too. I only did 1.5 hours last night in San Carlos, so that's good, right? No?
I don't know. I like 45 to 50.
Edson flashed me a light at 50.
Well, because he's trying to do his job and get you the hell off
code?
That stage.
Yeah, totally code. Yeah, he flashed me his phone at the back, like, get off stage now, Kapoor.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was nice, though. People stayed after. Gay people and everything. From San Carlos. Who knew?
Fantastic.
I know.
All right. Text number is 800-400-369.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Here's a couple of things you guys had to say. I work for Apple, so I pay close attention when you guys talk about Apple. And Sarah is always resistant to any Apple changes until she actually tries it.
Yeah.
She hated the idea of the square edges on the iPhone 4, but then they changed it back to the curve edges, and she complained again.
Yeah. Well, I did. It turned out that I really like the square edges because you could set your... It was easy to set it up to take pictures and stuff.
Right.
Like, what? Why can't we go back to that? As soon as they do a square edge one, I'll update.
You didn't let Bryn tell us the name of the sushi place in Daly City.
It's called Kome.
Kome?
C-O-K-O-M-E.
Oh, Kome.
Oh, K-O-M-E.
Oh, funny. I can see that.
Let's see. Kavanaugh was 17. I'm not sure that child is the best description, says 408. Vinny, you're not up for Supreme Court justice.
You can get away with murder.
Palo Alto University is in Palo Alto.
Oh.
Someone texted it.
Sure.
Right. Right.
This is the first we've ever heard of it. Hooray for Palo Alto University. Rah, rah. Go psychoanalyst.
This 408 says, that is my friend Kavanaugh did that too. The story is very true.
I wonder if there will be people from her past who she told. And that they'll come forward. They're going to try and talk to her in the
There's
Senate.
A lot of history there. So apparently she discussed this with her therapist in marriage counseling.
Oh.
And so this had been part of an ongoing dialogue.
Oh, so this had been a problem for her in her whole life.
Yep.
Well, you know, best that she said something.
About the nanny, isn't that a lady's maid or a valet? Hello, Downton Abbey.
Yeah, that's nice. It's like a hand servant, a handmaiden.
408 says, it's not a new thing, so we're going back to the old days when servants literally did everything for the rich?
I know.
Well, I guess if you're willing to do that for the whatever they're willing to pay you.
Then yeah.
Yep. Sarah, don't do the update. This is where the iPhone update will make your phone go slower.
Oh.
So all the new phones go faster.
So I shouldn't take any more
updates? Don't take any more
updates. You know, the problem is when they update apps... In order to be with the new, then you're updating your apps and you, I don't know, whatever. I mean, in the end, I'll wind up having to, it feels wrong to me. Like, quit forcing me to buy new phones. I don't want a new phone every year. I'm perfectly happy with my phone. There's nothing wrong with it. So why should I spend another $1,000?
Well, that's actually one of the articles I read among the many about the new phones is they're like, they're pricing themselves out of any hope of staying in a kid's pocket.
Right.
You know, the kids are like, I break two phones a year.
That's what I should do. I should just give it to one of my kids. My kid has like one of those spider web phones where you can slice your finger swiping right.
Yeah.
408 says, but there are plenty of people who didn't attempt assault on someone weaker than them 30 years ago who are equally qualified.
Right.
Right.
There you go. Well said.
650 says, a stupid drunken teenage mistake is not the same as attempted rape, Vinny. I doubt you attempted the latter. No, I didn't. But I still look back on my behavior. And that's what we jumped off to.
Right.
I was just saying 30 years ago or...
It just makes me think like, you know, the Clarence Thomas thing, that was one of the first sort of harassment in the workplace things that was, you know, that broadly broadcast. Like he would have never made it in the Me Too era.
Her picture is... on a lot of the articles that are being printed today.
Anita Hill?
Yeah. Yep, Anita Hill. As in, these two stories.
It's been going on forever and continues to go on. It's nice to have something to yell. It's nice to be able to yell, hashtag me too, at somebody who's being gross.
The new update will be out at 10 a.m., Sarah.
Okay, so I'm supposed to not take it then. I'm not going to take it.
It
always asks me,
though.
It'll ask me over and over and over.
Right.
That's another thing, too. Like, the iPad, even, you know, that gets an update, too. And then, like, I certainly don't want to buy a new iPad. I'm not dragging that around with me. That's on my bedside table. Like.
My iPad, that's all I use anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I used to carry my laptop around, like, up and down the stairs and wherever. Yeah. I just over it. I just use the iPad. It's fine.
Sweet.
So much easier. It's a bunch of iPhone stuff. Why bother? She's not going to get a new phone, everyone. Forget it.
I mean, I'll have to someday. Things working fine.
408 says, people are bleeping lame and getting their panties in a bunch for bleeping everything. guys were very clear. You were talking about yourselves and not giving that dude a free pass.
Oh, yeah. No free pass for him. Kidding me? I'm looking for any reason not to put him on the Supreme Court.
I think the most important thing that's coming out of this is how we move forward with young generations and how we teach them to respect people's space and do better. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was enough conversation about that stuff between our parents and our generation specifically.
Right. Well, no one ever specifically said, you don't do that. That's
or
not
you don't
allowed.
Let, you know, these right. are things that you...
You never let someone touch you like right. that. You're in control. That's your body.
Right.
Like, I think sometimes with kids, you really have to spell it out. It empowers them to be able to say, no, my mom said that doesn't have to happen, even if they're only saying that in their head. The
right.
All they need is the beginning of that sentence. No.
650 says, Vin, the charts have been filled with some bleepy pop and country music for decades. There are a few good There's always a few good gems mixed in. Let hip-hop have its moment. Good or bad, hip-hop's
like a very
moment,
long moment
has been long overdue. Stop your bitching. Love you guys.
I'm with you 100%. It all sounds like the same song, the whole top 10.
Oh, my God.
You heard me.
I just wish right now it's just pushed out everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. I like hip-hop and rap. I do.
I will say there'll be certain songs that come along and you're like, oh, that one seems, that's risen to the top and it sounds good. But most of it, I'm like, oh, this is dreck.
Holman, Holman, Holman.
Oh, Holman.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. Peppermint was the best movie I have seen in a long time.
Oh, my God, Holman.
It gave me internal power to stand tall and want to kick your butt.
Oh.
You and that intern were wrong, wrong, wrong. Everyone go see it. You won't be sorry, and you'll leave there feeling great about yourself.
What's it got on Rotten Tomatoes?
14%, something like that.
Well, at least you're not alone in your wrong, wrong, wrongness.
Let me double check that number.
Yeah.
Oh,
you didn't look?
Oh. I did. 12%, sorry.
Oh, it's down.
Do the ratings go up on Rotten Tomatoes as more people see it, or those are just ratings from critics?
There is an audience score.
Oh, what is the audience score?
80%.
Oh, so audience is like a critics hate it.
Well, 6-5. Go ahead.
Yeah, that gets gamed all the time. You know, when the movie studios want... So they'll have a bunch of people who don't exist do favorable reviews.
Oh.
650 says, Sarah didn't finish the story. Why was Norm MacDonald in the news for all the wrong reasons?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he sort of stepped in it with the hashtag Me Too, and then he went and made it worse by saying you'd have to have Down syndrome in order to think that. I mean, he really just, every time he opened his mouth last week, he dug the hole deeper.
Right.
The end. That's it. He was in trouble for that.
408 says, Drew Barrymore is definitely not sober. She makes wine and she talks about drinking on that special.
Oh,
and
funny.
Come on, she's a major stoner.
Oh, still? So what'd she give up exactly? Cocaine?
Coke.
And that's
yeah.
it?
Mm-hmm. Well, plenty of people... I can't speak for your problem with Coke, but I know plenty of people who... Coke's addictive, apparently, no matter what. Like, whether you have an addiction...
Well, it's just hard to pull off. As soon as you
right.
start doing it, it's like all you can think about. And it just, you know, wraps you up and it's just, I got to have more of that.
So maybe she got rid of that and the problem isn't with the other stuff. I don't know.
Right.
I can't do any of this stuff. I know that about myself.
Yeah.
So I'm just off it all. That's all.
I hope you're never tempted with the, now that weed's legal. I mean, that's just, I worry about you all
no,
the time.
No, because I know that weed... I think weed is the thing that sort of led me back to drinking after I'd been sober for 5 years.
Oh.
I think weed was the first thing I went, I was a kid then.
Right.
I'm sure I can handle this. And I got high and I loved it like a dope. I went to some party. I remember getting high and having so much fun, like running around like a dope again and being like all...
I'm back.
You know, just that everything's fun and everything's funny and everyone I was with was like, wow, dude, you are so fun. And I was like, I know.
Uh-huh. This is the old me.
Right. And it just led me right back to the stuff. Mm. So there's no little bit.
I'm handling this. Why can't
there's
I handle
no
that?
No little bit.
Because you quit drinking then just of your own free will. Like
I quit like this.
Yeah.
I just quit.
Well, you were like, what, 21?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd be sad to see Julie Chen off Big Brother. I like her, says 925. I
well,
do, too.
You know what you'd do? You'd see someone doing a good job on that show, and you'd be like, oh, this could be great. Like, if they had someone as good as Jeff Probst. Like, Jeff Probst is awesome on Survivor.
I agree.
Like, he's fully invested. He asks the hard questions. He doesn't take any crap from anybody. He's great off the cuff. Like, if he was hosting Big Brother, it would be such a different, much better show. It's so doofy now.
If I were a contestant in some of the games, I might be like, Jeff,
Yeah, why you got to keep reminding everybody?
I'm trying to concentrate, dude. Some of those times where you're like, holding, just barely holding on.
Right, and he's all,
oh, barely recovering from a fall. Right. Jeff!
And now the wind's kicking in. Well, we just saw our first little quiver from so-and-so up there.
Yeah, that's right.
Shut up, man!
Right, exactly. I love Big Brother. I watch it with you guys. Big Brother finale is September 26th, the same night Survivor premieres. It's going to be a big night
yeah,
for us all.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God, this is going to be a huge night. God, I probably won't get to bed till like 7:30 or 8.
Oh, you're mean.
What a bitch I am, huh?
You're a mean lady.
You know. You love me anyway.
Sarah, Ryan Reynolds is my absolute crush as well, and I'm 63. I've loved him since his first sitcom years ago. He had...
Four men, a girl, and a pizza kitchen?
It was the pizza place one.
That's right.
Who did he star on that with? It wasn't Joe Rogan, was it?
No. I remember Joe Rogan was on News Radio,
right.
I think. Yeah.
It was someone else who went
kind of looked
to
like Rogan,
famous.
Though.
Yeah. See, who was in that, you guys? Research department.
The two girls in a pizza place.
Two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
But then they changed the name.
To just two guys and a girl or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, he's a cutie. I like his whole attitude. It's adorable.
So who's in charge with finding an auctioneer to officiate Vinny's wedding? Yuzette, let's get this done.
All right, Vinny, you ready for that?
No, that's okay.
I was
just that was just a joke. It crossed my mind that that'd be fun to just rifle through the ceremony.
Well, it depends on if you're going to go religious or not. Like, do you plan on a whole church thing? Because a lot of times the priest is like, no, you're getting a full service.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We were going to go get married in the Catholic Church because of all the Catholics in my family and Jones. Right. And he's like, no, we're going to do it. I'm like, then I'm not doing it. I'm not going to sit through some God ceremony. I don't believe in God. It seems like the height of hypocrisy to me.
Who said that?
I said that.
Oh, God.
I was like, no. And then they want you to do all the pre-cana classes. You need to learn how to be I'm like, from a priest? Come on. So we did a 5-minute ceremony on the town common. And then we went to McDonald's for the reception. I'm just kidding about that last part. Although that was the joke of John's family. Oh, not getting married to church. Why don't we go to McDonald's for the reception? I was like, that sounds great. It'd be so much cheaper.
510 says, when my man is cranky, he either needs food, sleep, or sex. Every damn time.
Yeah. Well, we're our babies our whole lives.
Hey, I don't recognize these other two names for two guys and a girl. Trailer Howard, who's a woman. Blonde-haired girl, and Richard Ruccolo, R-U-C-C-O-L-O.
Oh, nope.
How funny.
Yeah. No
Ryan
idea.
Reynolds is the only
I will tell you
one.
Something. In Deadpool, because I watched it this week, Deadpool 2, sorry.
Yes.
There's a scene where he walks from the past, the present to the future. I don't know how it works, but he walks through this thing where he goes back to his original self.
Oh.
And so
before he's all scarred.
Right. So he's the Deadpool scarred guy and he walks through this thing and he's back to Ryan Reynolds. And you just go, holy crap, that guy's handsome.
Yeah. He's so beautiful.
Like, from the mangled guy to you just go, whoa.
I know. I like it better when he has the Deadpool costume on because he's all burnt up from Deadpool 1.
He looks like Ted Danson too. That's the most distracting part of
so
it all.
Funny. Yeah.
This poor Ted Danson's like, what the heck? What'd you do that for?
I've been seeing Ted Danson a lot on commercials for vodka. I forgot what vodka it is, but it cracks me up because I always think, oh, but Sam Malone was a...
Was a drunk.
Yeah, was a recovering alcoholic.
Right.
Who owned a bar.
Right.
916 says, thanks, Vinny. Dennis, love you too.
Oh, the dentist.
Aww. Yes. Oh, we're done. Nice. I'm all so
right.
late. Wow.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tough Monday, tough. Thanks for the pass, you guys. Appreciate it.
My brain was pretty sticky, too. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Oh,
so
why not? The baby?
Just, no. Well,
Sunday,
that, too.
Sunday, because it's Sunday.
Sundays. Yeah. I don't know. I just got in bed and my head was on.
Yeah.
You know that feeling.
I do. If I could just... Oh, you know what I was doing last night to try and get to sleep?
What?
Maybe 2 weeks ago, you said the army teaches you how to fall asleep. So I relaxed all myself and then I was... But I chanted, don't think, don't think. And I do think it... I don't remember anything after that.
It seems like it would require you thinking to say...
No. You just like let it. I even was picturing the word, just don't think. Oh, and I was in a velvet hammock in a black room.
It's actually something you do when you meditate. And it's the interesting thing about meditation is even it takes practice. Like you can't just do it. So you will say to yourself, I'm going to think about whatever, a white, clean white piece of paper and have it just fill your whole vision. So there's only just white and you could just, but you will in 3 minutes,
if that,
be in the weeds,
right?
And
thinking
off
about
into something
else,
and you're like,
but then you come back to the white piece of paper,
right?
Or the flat pool of water,
right?
No
whatever
ripples.
You're gonna, you can meditate on anything, but the point is way harder to stay on the path than you think.
Yeah.
So
it takes practice,
right?
But listen, I think it might have worked for me last night. I actually fell asleep pretty early, and considering I spent most of the day asleep on the couch, it's actually kind of unusual.
Huh?
I know. So I tried it and it worked.
Well, I didn't remember to try that.
Try it tonight.
All right,
well,
I will.
You probably won't have any trouble falling asleep tonight.
I think I'm going to go down.
So, hey, everybody. Thanks for the pass today. Happy Monday. It's going to be a great week. We're all going to go on a diet and not drink. It's going to be fantastic.
What?
That's what I'm doing.
I don't know what you're talking
I'm
about.
Not drinking anymore and I'm not eating anymore.
Tell that to your brother.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I don't have to hang around with him that much this week.
Hey, can't your brother's, what is it?
Debbie?
Can't she take Hooman to a chiropractor? I thought she works for one.
She does, but she, I don't know if she's, I think he's got a chiropractor. Doesn't he have somebody he likes?
Oh, he won't.
Why?
No, he's going to get a massage today because he's into massage and
acupuncture,
right.
Oh, right. Mm. All right. Well, whatever.
Well, whatever, you know, whatever works for him or doesn't work for him. He can just do it. It's fine. Have a great day. Coming up this week, Scott Capurro is going to be by, so we're going to hear some of his GLAAD audio. That's on Hump Day.
Yep.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.